Good morning. It's Thursday, May 14th. And this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A fierce battle over America's political maps is reshaping the road to the midterm elections. Republicans have gained momentum after two major court rulings boosted their ability to redraw congressional districts in conservative states. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Voting Rights Act does not require states to create districts proportionate to minority populations unless there is proof of overt racism. Meanwhile, Virginia's Supreme Court struck down new voting maps that likely would have favored Democrats. Republican-led states, including Tennessee and Louisiana, are already moving to redraw districts, potentially adding several Republican seats in Congress. Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries called the effort a scandalous gerrymandering scheme and vowed an aggressive response. Even so, analysts warn the final outcome may still depend on Donald Trump's popularity heading into November. Another news. A judge in Alberta has halted a push for the Canadian province to separate from the country. The ruling came after several Indigenous First Nations groups argued that a referendum on Alberta independence could violate historic treaty rights. Justice Shana Leonard said the province failed in its legal duty to consult Indigenous communities before moving ahead with the petition process. The separatist group Stay Free Alberta claims it gathered more than 300,000 signatures, enough to trigger a referendum vote. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith said her government plans to appeal the decision, calling it an error in law. Indigenous leaders welcomed the ruling, saying a new international border would deeply disrupt communities whose traditions span generations. The legal battle now leaves Alberta's independence referendum uncertain ahead of planned provincial votes later this year. Another news. The U.S. is dropping a controversial visa deposit requirement for many football fans traveling to next year's World Cup. The Trump administration announced that supporters from 50 countries who hold valid World Cup tickets will no longer need to pay a $15,000 visa bond to enter the country. The policy had originally been introduced to reduce visa overstays and was part of a broader immigration crackdown. Countries benefiting from the exemption include Algeria, Senegal, Tunisia, and Ivory Coast, all of which qualified for the tournament. FIFA praised the move, calling it part of a partnership with the White House to deliver a successful event. However, travelers from Iran and Haiti still face restrictions, and rights groups continue to warn about expanded social media screening and tighter immigration enforcement for visitors entering the United States. Around the world. In Beijing, Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping held their first face-to-face talks in years during a high-stakes meeting watched around the world. The talks lasted more than 2 hours inside the Great Hall of the People and focused on trade, technology competition, Taiwan, and the ongoing Iran conflict. Xi called for the U.S. and China to become partners, not rivals, while warning against conflict over Taiwan. Trump described Xi as a great leader and said relations between the two countries would become better than ever. Trump arrived with a delegation of major tech executives, including Elon Musk and NVIDIA chief Jensen Huang, as both countries try to stabilize strained economic ties. Analysts say the meeting reflects China's growing confidence as it seeks to project itself as a stable global power during a period of global uncertainty. Another news. The United Arab Emirates is denying reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu secretly visited the country during the recent Iran conflict. Netanyahu's office said he met UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed in what it called a historic breakthrough in relations between the two countries. But the UAE foreign ministry pushed back strongly, saying reports of a secret visit or undisclosed military arrangements were entirely unfounded unless officially announced. The dispute comes after the U.S. ambassador to Israel claimed Israel had sent Iron Dome defense systems and personnel to the UAE during the war with Iran. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi accused Gulf states of colluding with Israel and warned they would be held to account. Despite a ceasefire, tensions across the region remain high, as Iran continues missile and drone activity targeting Gulf states. Another news. French authorities have confined more than 1,700 passengers and crew aboard a British cruise ship after one passenger died and dozens fell ill with stomach problems. The ship, called the Ambition, arrived in Bordeaux after traveling from the Shetland Islands through Belfast and Liverpool. Health officials say a 92-year-old British passenger died of a heart attack, though they stressed there is currently no evidence linking the death to the illness outbreak on board. Initial testing ruled out norovirus, but further investigations are underway, and food poisoning has not been excluded. Cruise operator Ambassador Cruise Line says sanitation measures have been increased while passengers wait for permission to disembark. The incident comes as global concern remains high following a separate hantavirus outbreak aboard another cruise ship that left several passengers dead earlier this month. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.